I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Sylvia McNair is going to join us a little later in the hour. Her three-decade career began with opera and has evolved into musical theater and cabaret. Well, she's back in St. Louis to perform a new work by Paul Reuter and also selections from the Great American Songbook. She'll be the featured guest artist for the closing concert of the Chamber Music Society. We'll also be talking to Katie Peace about a program that gives emerging artists the opportunity to produce and distribute new work. It's called Community Supported Arts St. Louis, and we'll explain how it brings artists and art lovers together. Well, this Saturday's annual fundraiser for African Musical Arts will benefit a new project. Fred O is the founder and artistic director of African Musical Arts. Wendy Himes is a musician and the group's director of development. And we say hello and welcome to you both.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
You get caught in the rain, Fred?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Well, that's a blessing. You know, back home when it rains, we say that is a blessing.
Because it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, in some places.
Well, you're enjoying today then.
I am.
Fred, you grew up in Ghana and Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And that explains why we call you Fred O.
That's right.
Because you have a very long last name that most people, including myself, have a little bit hard time pronouncing. So would you say it for me?
Well, it's Onovelo Suoke. You know, don't feel bad, Steve, because even back home, it's a Nigerian last name. Mm-hmm. Even back home, they can't pronounce it.
They have
either.
Trouble in Nigeria,
yeah.
Saying
oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah. I say, I was born in Ghana, and when I went to Nigeria for university, the department head called to see me, and I said, well, you asked to see me? He said, yeah. And he said, are you sure you're Fred? Oh, no. I said, yes, that's me, sir. And he looked at me and he said, I was wondering what a Russian student was doing in a Nigerian university. So, yeah.
So it's Fred O.
Fred O is easy.
No problem with Himes or Potter, right, Wendy?
That's right.
Those are easy. Fred, Africa's musical traditions is something that you've embraced for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. right? So talk a little bit about there, and you founded the St. Louis African Chorus. So what's that all about?
Well, we wanted to add to existing musical forms and found that there's just so much from Africa that we can contribute to existing styles in America. That essentially is why we founded the African
Because the average American isn't that familiar with it, I would think.
Well, the beautiful thing about arts is that it can be expanded. We are always looking for new material, new frontiers, new horizons. So we happen to have the expertise, and with this, we founded African Chorus and now African Musical Arts mm-hmm. to fill that.
Wendy, you're a flutist and a singer. You've worked with a number of symphonies, including the St. Louis Symphony. So what's your relationship with the music of Africa, and how did that come about for you?
This was quite a journey for me because I was a classically trained flutist all through, college and graduate school, performance all the way. But the minute that I heard this music, it just really spoke to me. I had always collected world flutes from all over the world. And then to have the chance to learn to play African music, the rhythms just really grabbed me. And then I found, after I struggled with it, it was not easy at the beginning. But going through that process of learning to play this, it improved my Mozart and my Bach and everything else. It was all that work putting that in. And that just showed me how important it is for all of our students around this country. You know, we have the best music schools in the world, I'm convinced. And it's important that everybody try and embrace music by African composers because it develops the musician in you in a beautiful way.
So this new exchange, you call it the exchange, mm-hmm. African Performing Arts Exchange, it's going to be a resource for whom?
For everybody, for performers. For performers, first of all, and of course, you know, educators, schools, colleges, and the general public.
Can you give me an example how we might use it?
You can search or download audio music, sheet music PDF, or you can get the MP3s that goes with any kind of sheet music. If you want to perform it, you want to teach your students or singers to do it. And there will be videos to guide singers and directors who
want to
learn.
People wondering about pronunciation.
Yeah, because that's one of the difficult parts of. And then there will be chamber music. So essentially sheet music, audio, and some videos on the exchange.
So it might benefit future musicians. There's something you could have used, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Researching these pieces that I was given by these African composers, it was really difficult to find any information about the traditions that these composers were influenced by. So this will be a huge resource available in the palm of your hand.
I think you call it, when you're referring to the composers, you use the phrase composers of African descent. Mm-hmm. So does that means they weren't necessarily born in Africa or perhaps not even raised there?
Not. They could be from the Caribbean. They could be from around the U.S., Canada, even from Asia and Europe, you know. But the focus is African descent.
Well, wouldn't it be fair to say that the average person in this country probably could not name, tell me if I'm wrong, an African composer?
You know what? You're right on it. You're stretching it, but you're right.
So who are some of the great African composers and why?
How about we start from the United States? You know, we have William Grant Still. A lot of music students don't know. Florence Price, a lot of music students don't know. Ulysses K, a lot of good, wonderful African-American composers that people don't know. Then step into Africa, you have Nketiah from Ghana, Akin Yuba from Nigeria, Zike Kumalo from South Africa, Bongani from South Africa, Kimoli from Kenya, and of course the living Fredo standard, you know, which a lot of people, so there's a lot of new material that both musicians and emerging composers can, you know, find on this exchange.
Do you have any names to add to that?
Fela Shawande.
Yes.
I also studied Justin Tamususa
from Uganda.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and there's just a lot.
Well, Fred, I think you brought some samples to sort of illustrate what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, we brought four samples, but the first sample is an example of a cappella choral music.
Choral music.
Yes, a cappella choral music recorded here in St. Louis, by the way.
Why don't we sample that and you can say something about it afterwards.
Super. See, that's an example of what we're trying to achieve with this exchange. That recording is actually was performed by an ensemble of all Americans singing in a Nigerian language, you know. And this music will be available on the exchange for choral directors and singers to use. But also people will know that people that look like them are performing the music. And so that takes away the phobia. That demystifies the fear, oh, I can't do African music in only African.
And then probably for someone not familiar with African music, we probably have an impression that, I don't know, it would be very primitive and drum beats, I don't know, right?
Yeah, that's right. This changes that perception, you know, which is not true anyway, you know.
Every culture around the world has its own version of classical music. Mm-hmm. You know, the same is true about Indian classical
music.
And so there's traditional music and there's classical music from everywhere.
Let's sample something else.
We're going to sample the next track is piano music recorded by our own Peter Henderson. By the way, I brought you a copy of the brand new CD.
Oh, great.
He recorded all my 24 studies. Again, Peter is Caucasian. He's why he didn't have to be African to understand these rhythms. Thank you.
We're talking with Fred O. and Wendy Himes about African Musical Arts' new project, the African Performing Arts Exchange. That's Peter Henderson on the piano, and he's going to be performing at a fundraiser that you're having this Saturday evening, and that's called the Epic Piano Duel. Duel. And it's Peter Henderson and a young musician who was featured on NPR's From the Top, right?
That's right.
Who's that?
Michelle Kahn. She's fabulous. You know, our own Peter Henderson is the best, fabulous. But now we have a match for Peter in a wonderful concert tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You know, Africa is a big continent.
Very big.
But if you haven't been there, maybe you don't realize all the different countries that it makes up. And it'd be really easy for someone like me to put it all in one big category. But so what the point I'm trying to get to is talk about the difference among composers and music in that one continent. I mean, there's a lot of variety.
There's a lot of variety, but there's a commonality as well.
Which is what?
Commonality will be rhythm. You know, I like to say that the new frontier of music education is schools for studying rhythm. You know, so that's one thing that's very common around Africa. The rhythm, there are common rhythms, but there are also complex rhythms in different countries.
Let's sample another piece of music.
Let's sample track number 5, and that's flute music by this lady looking at us, playing Justinian Tamususa from Uganda.
And that's flute sensation Wendy Himes.
You're playing that track.
I got a name.
I must say that is actually a piece by Joshua Uzoegwe, a Nigerian composer, and this is his Oja flute suite. Now that movement Ilulu is typically from a memorial service for someone who's passed, and the Oja is a native Nigerian whistle, which I had to actually find out about in order to know how to play this piece. Mm-hmm.
So all this came about, the exchange came about due to, as a result of a grant from the Regional Arts Commission, which just happened, so you're right in the beginning of all of this, and I think you plan to have your website up at some point later in the year.
Yes, later in the year, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, very soon. Now by September, a sample website should be up and running.
And Fred, I read that you compared the exchange, or how people may be able to use the exchange, to Wikipedia.
Yes, it's similar because they can find music-related search database, you know, but with focus on African descent composers.
Can we sample one more?
Let's sample traditional music. This is traditional music from Ghana. That would be track number 6.
Bakoma ko vanyi gbadia zokoto vanyi gbadia o anglo ba zokoto vanyi gbadia o anglo ba zokoto vanyi gbadi.
I'd like to just say once again that we are so excited about this project and the Regional Arts Commission making it possible through the startup monies with the Innovation Fund grant. But we have a goal, a financial goal, to actually raise quite a bit more money, about $300,000 more. It's a 2-year project. So it's just so important that people know that and really support us, and coming out to the fundraiser tomorrow night would be a great way to do that.
African Musical Arts presents the Epic Piano Duel with Peter Henderson. That's Saturday, this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Parkway United Church of Christ, which is on North Ballas Road in Town and Country. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. That's stlpublicradio.org/cityscape. That's the best way to do it. And you can find out more about that. Also, Fred, there's a workshop this afternoon at the Kranzberg.
There's a wonderful workshop coming up 2 o'clock at the Kranzberg. We have two groups from Chicago traveling to use music to understand each other, to ease race relations in America. And I think we just really honored to be doing this. 2 o'clock today.
Well, it sounds like an exciting project. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-year pilot project that has just begun. So what happens at the end of 2 years?
In the end of 2 years, it will be available to everybody. Everybody can go there, search, download, support us by contributing to buy, and just...
The idea is for it to be self-sustaining and continue to grow, because there's opportunities for user uploads. Other choirs, other chamber ensembles who perform this music then can upload their own MP3s, their own videos, and it's just going to mushroom and become something amazing, we hope.
All right. Well, thanks so much for giving us a preview of what's ahead, and we wish you the most success for that. And just a reminder that African Musical Arts presents the Epic Piano Duel. It'll be a fundraiser to support this whole thing Saturday, so be sure and look into that. We've been talking to Wendy Himes and Fred O. from African Musical Arts. Thanks again for being here.
Oh, thanks, Steve, for having us. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure.
My pleasure, too. Thank you. Coming up next on Cityscape, Sylvia McNair. This is St. Louis Public Radio.